Today is the day, and now is the time of the White Elephant Online Fantasy Draft. Right here, right now, that you can follow live at theticket.com.
Are you following it? You can?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought I was in an exclusive thing.
No, I went to theticket.com. I don't get exclusive access like you guys. I feel like I'm right here. I'm viewing things publicly.
Because I am in my draft room. The Catman is in here, too. He's the Ticket's PD.
Hi, Cat.
Hey, boys.
Although I don't know what that means. What would you say it is you do here?
How much time do we have?
So,
I'm a people person.
So White Elephant Day is coming up very, very soon.
So first quiz question, Bob, when is it?
It is 2 Wednesdays from tomorrow.
Wow.
Right? 15 days?
That's right. 15 days.
Okay. So not the 28th. That's potential jury duty day.
No.
It's December-ish. Hold on. Let me help you with that. December 5th. Yeah?
Correct.
Okay, good, good. So on that day, in one of our highlight days of the year, Dan, where we all get together and broadcast as one big happy ticket family, but in different day parts and different combinations, and things get really, really crazy.
Oh, insane.
So we've tried a number of machinations of that tradition. And we've arrived at a new one, which is basically replicating your fantasy football draft on your phone. And that means we've selected 3 captains, one for each day part, and then they will select the teams for their specific day part, and then White Elephant Day will just happen organically, like that. Are there details I'm forgetting before we introduce our captains? Or is that...
Are you asking me or Kat?
Well, you, because you're in the power chair, and you generally dominate situations like this.
Right now, I'm just giggling at my text thread, which we have going on. You're involved in this, Kat.
Yeah, I'm following along, too.
And I'm about to put it on the Twitter, because it's... We're logged in for this live draft that you had us set up on a super secret thing.
Yep.
But I guess publicly Bob can look at it.
There's a public view. Anybody can look at.
Jeff Catlin is logged in, but the other guys are not logged in yet.
They're screaming at me.
They are texting. Let's see. I'm going to look at the text here. Craig. Kat, I can't see Corby or Junior in the draft. Please log in. Corby, dude, I'm logged in. I'm staring at the players. Craig, it says I'm logged in. I'm looking at it, but I'm looking at it. They are not logged in. So joining us on the phone lines now, first of all, from the Morning Muse. Craig Junior Miller.
So it says, welcome, Craig M. I'm looking at the draft board. I'm as logged in as I can be logged in.
Kat, yay. This is why I said yesterday we can't do this at 12:15 and get it done. I knew it would take us a segment just to get logged in.
Hi, Craig.
Corby.
Hi, guys.
Corby the Snake Davidson.
Look, here's the deal.
Wow, he's got a clear signal.
I'm very honored to be a captain in this event, but let's face it, we all knew that that was coming.
Well, I know you guys didn't think it would be fair for me to be a...
Oh, look where Corby is again.
I know you guys thought it would be unfair to have me as a manager because of my experience with 12U girls softball. Mm-hmm. And the fact that I have a great deal of experience just bringing different personalities together and making into one cohesive winning unit. One of my secrets is, and I'm going to do this, is with each player that picked... Before we get the show going on what day? December something?
5th.
Team member, I will give everybody an index card, and they will write down their 3 favorite positions, and then I will try to work them in. I'm going to try to let everybody get the experience they want while still putting out a quality product.
That's nice. That's very open. So you're one of the captains, Dan.
Yeah.
Corby's one of the captains. Craig is one of the captains. That's why all three of them are here present with their draft boards ready
to
roll.
They're just not logged in.
Prison.
Now, somehow...
Can I say something?
Brokoff is here. Yeah, go on.
I'm known as a draft day wheeler dealer, so if any of you guys want to trade, want to work some picks, let me know.
Hey, did you see what I left in the studio, Craig?
Your thank you notes?
Those are Mike's.
Good guess.
No, I left this line narc. Here, Kat. He didn't see it. Look at, did you see what I left lying there?
Yeah.
Look what
Craig,
it says on the top.
It says Dan's big board, and Dan was trying to replicate the Texas OU story of a couple months ago.
It was lying right here, right under the keyboard
really?
In front of you.
Where he wanted to
I
leave
knew you'd
his,
sit there.
His fake board.
No, that's not where I sit.
I thought you sat on my side.
No, he sits over here.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But Dan left his mock that your draft,
great idea.
Your draft order is awesome.
I might have fallen for it.
Who does he have going 1-1?
Ty.
Yeah.
Now, don't laugh at Ty, but I just thought maybe Junior would start thinking, huh.
And then if...
What's so valuable about that?
What does he know that I don't?
What am I missing?
Yeah, I might want to...
He's a dancing bear at third base.
But if two gets to him, then he gobbles up Norm and then Fernando and just from there. So it's a perfect... It's a perfect value list.
Seen that.
All right. So Dan's really into this idea, and I just discovered why. That regardless of who gets on his team, he's 3-7. So you're
I'm happy about that.
This is the first time you've ever walked into White Elephant without any chance of morning drive.
Here's what I'm wondering,
and I'm not sure I like it.
Here's what I'm wondering. Well, it's very unlike you to have an idea. We run with the idea, and then you just say, I don't like this idea.
Oh,
I've never heard you do that
my
before.
Idea,
guys,
all the way.
Calm down.
My idea was not to put Dan in a comfortable 3-7 spot. But anyway.
Sliding down my draft board.
When I had an off-air coin flip to determine the captains and the day parts.
Oh, you did?
It worked out just to be that each one of the captains is not in their regular day part, totally randomly. So that's why Dan is the captain of afternoons.
Yeah.
Corby is the captain of morning drive from 5:30 to 10. And then in another twist, Junior is the captain of middays, which is the entirety of 10A to 3P, a five-hour shift.
Oh, wow.
So captains... What are you guys thinking about? Like, I draft four people, so you got two hosts, a ticker guy, a producer, but then there's a fifth person.
Then you take your roster and you name their spots, or does that change throughout the shift, or what's the plan
I think,
there?
Whatever
yeah.
you want.
That's right.
Do whatever you want.
The captains are responsible for filling to draft their team and fill that shift however they want, with the only... You know, qualification being everybody does need to work. Everybody needs to participate and be there. You can't make a side deal and Mike whip out his fat bankroll and pay a grand to get the day off. That's not going to fly.
Okay.
But you can switch during the middle of the shift if you want. You can switch roles like we've done in the past. You can assign things to run the entire way. You can make it however you want.
Can we all speak every other word?
Can do that.
It was exciting. Okay, so...
And there was one other thing on the draft, just
yes,
while
Kat?
We're going through the rule process. So morning and afternoon drive are going to end up drafting four players plus the captain, but since middays is a longer shift in the way the draft order works, Junior will end up drafting five people plus himself for his shift.
Wow.
That's, I got the short straw, by the way.
Why?
Because I've got the number one pick, which is incredibly hard to figure out. And then... I don't pick again until 6, and then I only get 6 and 7, and then I get the last two picks. So the last two picks are basically picked for me. So I really only get to pick three people.
So I feel sorry for you.
Yeah, it's
Craig.
Too bad.
Is that why you seem a little stressed about this whole thing, Craig?
I'm incredibly stressed.
All right. So I think we've kind of explained the concept. And looky here, we're at 12:28. So let's actually have the player selection draft choose.
We have to get them logged in.
Next on the ticket.
All right. In studio is Jeff Catlin. He's the PD of the ticket.
I'm the commissioner of this draft.
And the commissioner of the draft. It is the Bob and Dan radio program featuring Julie today.
Hey, Julie.
Hey, guys.
We, of course, have Jake and Mino. On our phone lines are Craig Jr. Miller and Corby the Snake Davidson. Dan, Craig, and Corby are the captains of the three teams that will be manning this year's White Elephant Day, which is December 5th.
Wow.
So I come to understand.
Amazing.
Craig is has the first pick, and his show will be 10 to 3. I have the second. Do I have the second pick? Yeah, I have the second pick. I'm doing 3 to 7. Corby is the morning show. Are you guys there? Do you read me? Craig is music. What's that?
Well,
I'm here. Music.
Corby?
Here.
All right. We're ready.
Moment of silence, please, for Adrian Beltre.
Paul in... what?
I just don't think you guys are really taking it as seriously as I have
been. He's fine. Everything's good.
The Adrian Beltre retirement. In fact, the Musers, I think, just ignored it all day.
Craig Miller, you're on the clock with pick 1-1 in the White Elephant Fantasy Draft.
It's probably the most important pick that anybody will ever make in the history of this station. I've narrowed it down to three.
Jesus,
it's very difficult. But I've decided to go with somebody that I think is going to best help me fill 5 hours. He's the man of 1,000 voices. He's the ticket lava lamp. I select, with the number one overall pick, the great Gordo.
Wow.
Gordon Creamy Shoulders Keith, a morning drive host out of Amory, Mississippi. Despite having a reputation as the greatest of all known Gordos, scouts have had trouble assigning a grade to Keith. The Devil's Own carries a love for assassins, bathtubs, 20th century typewriters, and is prone to walking into bear traps. All of these being seen as potential red flags.
Wow. You know what? During off-air, during the mix, Donovan's like, hey, we should make draft profiles. I should have had this idea before now, huh? And look at that.
Look at that.
Craig, go ahead and make your selection there, Junes.
I think he's the highest risk, highest reward player in this draft.
So what Cat is saying is he wants you to then put the check mark. Have you ever done a fantasy draft, Craig?
Not like this. The last time I did one, it was with pencil and paper.
Okay. That's where else I'm going to have a leg up.
Yes.
I've been in literally...
So you go down to the player pool and
over
you click
one
next
fantasy
to,
draft
to Gordo's name and hit draft.
Okay.
We're now listening live to Craig on a computer.
Hitting select.
Let's see. Can he
I just did it, right? I did it like 30 seconds ago.
Pick.
I do not see it
as Craig
here.
Miller.
On the
I just think it's fascinating that
Craig
I
Miller selected
funny.
With number one pick, Gordon Keith.
Sweet.
All right. So that must mean we're up to pick number two.
Pick number two.
Yeah, but it's not done.
Well, you want to go to...
Oh, okay.
On my screen, it says Dan McDowell is on the clock and has been for 1 minute.
Huh?
Amazing.
Dan McDowell, current picker, 101, 102, 103.
Okay. That let's, must mean it's time for Dan to pick.
Let's cut that back a little bit.
Let's cut
How
that
about
back.
Just a make
bit.
A pick.
All right. Well, with my first overall pick, 1-2 in this year's draft, proving that the all the talent is in the morning, I will select George Jub Jub Dunham.
Yeah.
George International Chirp Chirp Dunham, a morning drive host out of allegedly San Antonio, Texas, but actually Chicago, Illinois. Jub Jub brings strong natural instincts in country music and North Texas homerism, but he does struggle with an abundance of uncomfortable affection for Jordan Spieth. There have also been concerns about a past history of disruption during moments of silence, which could hinder his status within certain programs.
I like the profile.
Oh, here
in what?
Here's my problem. Please check your internet connection. We will try to check you again in a few seconds.
Oh,
jeez.
Thank you, Cumulus. I'm not able to...
I said that, too, at home.
I'm
yeah,
not
I'm
able to check my pick.
Too.
A Cumulus station.
Okay.
That must
so
be...
Corby is on, Corby's on the clock.
Yeah, we could still do it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can still do that.
We can do it like we're on the radio or something.
Whoa!
Picks, right?
Yes.
Yes. Now Corby gets two consecutive picks.
All right. I will make these in unison together. I don't need time. We will go with what I'm describing on my program as diversity and multifaceted talent. We will go with Donovan Lewis and Jake Kemp.
Donovan Lewis, a midday host out of Cedar Hill, Texas, the master of the upper decker, who is often falsely accused of eating chitlins, brings a strong mixture of Cowboys talk and bits to the table. Despite one of the highest ceilings in the draft, some scouts were concerned about the amount of time the great Donovan has spent in white people land.
Jake Kemp, a midday producer out of North Richland Hills, Texas. The ticket for it has arguably the highest ceiling in the draft, but has turned some off with his liberal views and thoughts on space. Kemp will be a natural fit for any team that shares an affinity for attractive middle-aged mothers.
Well, you got me there.
All right, so the third and fourth picks are Donovan and Jake. They both go to Team Corby. That brings us back to Dan with the number 5 pick in the draft.
Well, this seems unfair. Craig doesn't get to pick again yet. But with the number 5 pick, give me a guy who will operate in only 2 speeds. Mike Soroy.
Michael Chael Soroy, a midday producer hailing from Florida. The Vape Daddy possesses top-level talent for talking at a rapid pace, especially on the subject of metal baseball bats. Some evaluators express concerns about his constant desires to get f***ed up and also aren't able to tell him apart from his twin brother, Cash.
Oh, man.
All right.
I just like to get f***ed up.
That brings us to
a lot of players still on the board here.
Pick 6s and 7s of Craig Jr. Miller.
He gets 2 in a row?
2 in a row.
That's not fair.
He does.
It's garbage. It's garbage.
All right, with the 6th overall pick, I'm going to select, because I am about diversity, hashtag me too, Julie Dobbs.
Julie Dobbs, a midday ticker anchor out of Austin, Texas. Despite being a rookie in this year's draft, Dobbs transcends labels such as press box hot and is an expert on all things hockey and fishing. However, Dobbs could struggle at the next level if pressed on determining whether something is a chicken.
Somebody's
is that a chicken?
Somebody's getting fired.
Yeah.
This is shaping up to be.
These profiles are great. Craig, at number 7, sir.
Give me Danny Bayless.
Danny Dingu Bayless, an afternoon drive producer out of Knox City, Texas. Danny is one of the best two-way prospects in the draft. He not only contributes on the microphone, but can also be present while absent due to his abundance of drops. He'll be valuable to any team on remote with his keen ability to give directions.
That brings us to pick number 8.
By the way, we still have 2 Radio Hall of Famers on the board in the White Elephant Fantasy Draft.
Let's see.
That is unheard of.
What's left on your board, Dan?
Fernando, Sean Bass, Norm, Bob, Mike Reiner, and Ty Walker.
All right. And that brings us to pick number 8.
Dan McDowell.
Oh, really? I thought Corby was up.
No, you're up.
Okay. With my pick, why don't we grab some great, great value late in this draft? A Radio Hall of Famer without him, there would be no us. Mike Reiner.
Mike Reiner, an afternoon drive host out of Oak Cliff, Texas. One of 2 Hall of Famers in this draft, the Old Gray Wolf brings a wealth of experience to the table. However, some evaluators have raised red flags based on a lack of a strong attention span and the ever-present potential of diarrhea.
Just to hang out with his little
buddy.
Okay,
so now
Soroy.
It's Corby, Dan, then Craig, Dan. That's how it goes?
Yeah, Corby right. Now with 2 picks.
Bob, I just want you to know right away that I was going to select you with the 3rd pick overall, but as I studied this draft, I saw that there could be potential for you to slide where I could steal you at number 9, and that plan has worked out to perfection. Bob Sturm, welcome to my team.
Wow.
Bob Sturm, a midday host out of Coppell, Texas, by way of Wisconsin. While having the highest sports IQ on the board, there are questions about whether he truly loves radio with his frequent ventures into writing and golf. Bob's status as a high pick could be determined by captain's fears of being sterminated.
Nobody believed in me. Walk on. basically a walk-on here on White Elephant Day.
And I pick again, right?
Yeah. Back to you.
I would like to welcome Bob Sturm's number one enemy at the radio station, Sean Bass, to Team Morning.
Sean Seabass Bass, a ticker anchor out of Mesquite, Texas. Sean might fall in this draft due to baseball being out of season, but some scouts are still high on the talking Seabass after a strong recent performance flinging D's in Frisco. Experts also saying he is sharper in the mornings based on recent impressions of certain coaches within the Cowboys organization.
So my team is set. It is me, Sean,
better this morning.
Bob, Jake, Donnie.
No shortage of tea. There's a lot of tea there.
We are done.
Then it's 5:30 to 10, huh?
Dan McDowell.
So Craig's right. He doesn't really get to make the last two picks. This doesn't seem fair to Craig.
I know.
Oh, well. So we have Fernando, Norm, and Ty left on the board.
Who thought these were going to be the last three guys on the board, huh?
Here in my mock draft that I left in the studio, they were not. In my mind, I want to slide. I've already got my positions filled. This is really filling the ticker guy slot. And while I could add two Hall of Famers, doing afternoon drive tickers from 3 to 7, boy, should it be... I can't make it tie, so I'm down to Fernando or Norm.
You can move him around within the slot.
Yeah, yeah. I'll captain my own team. Thanks.
It's a long four-hour shift.
So I could either throw Fernando or Norm. What do people want to hear? What would the public want to hear more for 4 hours doing tickers? You think this is wrong?
No, I think there's a lot to like here. Either way.
I'm going to go with Ohio University Bobcat Mike Fernandez.
Wow!
Mike Fernando Fernandez, a morning drive producer out of New Jersey who wears many hats. Scouts might be steered away by his lack of experience outside the producer chair, but don't sleep on this pick because he certainly won't with that 1 a.m. wake-up call.
Only because Junior secretly asked me, please don't put Fernando on my team.
So the last two picks here, Junes, are very important because we need to know who Mr. Irrelevant is in this draft.
Ooh, this is a great, great situation to put him in.
Well, I'm not going to do that to Norm. So with the 12th pick, I select Norm.
Norman Elizabeth Hitzkiss, a midday host from Dunkirk, New York. Despite being the most experienced draft prospect on the board, Hitzkiss is also known for being short-tempered towards callers. No word yet on whether the team that drafts the e-break legend will also need roster space to take on both Mary and the boys as well.
Norm and Mary.
And so with the 13th and final pick, I select the guy who messaged me this morning telling me he'd slip me at 20 if I made him the number one overall pick. He's actually going dead last, Ty Walker.
Ty Walker, an afternoon ticker anchor out of Arlington, Texas. Known as the dancing bear at first base, Ty Walker's value comes from his knowledge of niche subjects, such as professional wrestling and porn stars. He even has the ability to host, coming from his allegedly popular Saturday morning show, Country Force.
Wow. That's a stacked roster right there.
Man, so I've got the craziest, most eclectic team. Gordo, what? Julie, Danny, Norm, and Ty.
And Dan, who do you have?
So fun.
My team is Jubb, Saroy, Mike Reiner, Mike Fernandez.
Strong.
Well, I have three Mikes.
Weird.
Every mic on the ticket.
You'll have to identify the mic.
Such a football joke.
Sports.
Trades made? Trades allowed? You ready to talk, Junes?
Well, Corby hasn't announced his roster.
Well, he did it like five minutes
me,
ago.
Me, Bob, Donovan, Jake, Sean. That's it.
That's strong.
Very strong.
That sounds fun.
All men.
This was fun.
Wednesday, December 5, it all happens on these very ticket airwaves for your Christmas enjoyment.
All right, the trade desk is open, Craig.
I think I'm pretty happy with my team.
Oh, all right then.
So. Well, all right, guys, thank you.
Thanks, Junes. Thanks, Corby. Thanks, Kat. Right.
Thank you. Oh, and also, by the way, let me give a shout-out to the person responsible for the draft profiles, Sam Hale.
Wow.
The great Sam Hale.
The great Samuel Hale comes through big time.
Well done.
It was probably someone else's idea.
End the segment.
All right, it's 10 till 1 on the ticket. Up next.
Oh, it says Craig just made his pick. He's taking Gordon at number one, it says here.
Oh, does it really?
Yeah.
Is it finally updated?
Yeah.
If you want to follow along?
There it is.
That's awesome. All right, this is the ticket.